Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you know, I don't mean to make light of this, but methane is a problem. And I'm thinking, yeah, if you grew up in my house. But Jeff Steyer is a fellow, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in D.C. and heads the risk analysis division there. And there are new EPA methane rules which would spell disaster for the American economy if it carried out. Now, the good news is, many of these regulations are going to get rolled right back out the door in January. But if they don't, there could be problems. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good to be back with you, Steve.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. All right, so these methane rules, first of all, where did they originate? Why do we have rules about methane, which basically, if I'm not mistaken, another word would be flatulence from cows and pigs and, well, frankly, people, correct?
Yes, and energy producers. And that's where the EPA is coming in. They want to crack down on energy producers to reduce methane emissions. But the industry has been doing a pretty effective job on its own, spending lots of money and effectively reducing methane emissions over time from energy production. And that's a good thing, especially as we move closer towards energy independence. We're producing more energy at home. That's good for the economy. And it is good for the environment because we're producing natural gas that is lower in carbon emissions. But now the EPA, it's always in search of a problem.
Well, often is, right.
Yeah.
But I mentioned...
regulators do. When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Sure, but when I mentioned the cow flatulence, I say that somewhat in jest, and it's humorous, but it's also one of the things that they have targeted in the green movement, which is, large farms, meat production, saying that that's creating global warming, so on and so forth, because the amount of methane produced by large herds of cows, which is absurd, unless you intend to eliminate vertebrates in this country, in this planet. So I talk about that. But I also go back to the methane thing. When you look at fake documentaries about the energy industry and they say, oh, my God, look, the tap water is on fire. Well, that's true. You can light tap water on fire in some places like Wyoming and West Virginia because methane is naturally occurring in the groundwater, and you have, but it has nothing to do with fracking, nothing to do with the energy industry, but people that are uneducated and don't do their homework are easily misled, Jeff. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say, but beyond that, knowing that these people are easily misled and easily manipulated, the activists put out this junk science to advance their own narrow public policy agenda, which has very little to do with climate change. It's part of an anti-corporate agenda that doesn't want Americans producing things.
Well, exactly. So it really is, and it always has been, Jeff, my opinion, as I've looked at this, and I can go back to the 1970s and all the, inaccurate predictions about global cooling, mass famine and starvation and drought, and the whole world was going to come to an end by 1975, 1980 at the latest, because people were destroying the world. It has always been putting a target on America. America consumes too much. America's too rich. America uses too many natural resources. America's too small to use all this stuff. It's always been the same argument, just packaged differently. And here it is again to me. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Absolutely. They're against wealth. They're against progress. There is this, and this is what I do for a living, Steve. I study this stuff. There is this concept that we are hurting Mother Earth by doing all that we do, and therefore Mother Earth would be better if we went back to the Stone Ages. Maybe we wouldn't live as long, but that's fine, because when we live, we damage the Earth. It's really the bedrock of this approach.
Yeah, it is. It's to attack wealth. It's to attack success. It's an attack
progress.
On capitalism and progress and America. America is always the criminal, and it doesn't matter if you go back, like I said, to 1970, the original Earth Day. It was always about America has too few people to use these many resources, and it's always America's fault. And then it became, we're going to do too much oil. Now it's fracking. Now it's whatever it is to advance their agenda.
And what most people don't get, most people here in the United States don't get, especially those promoting this approach, is that there is a strong correlation between wealth and a better environment. In fact, people in the poorest of places have the worst environment, and that's not because some corporations are coming in and making their lives worse, and therefore we need environmental justice. It's because when you're poor, you can't also take care of your environment. You know, think of a wealthy person's backyard versus a poor person's backyard. The wealthy person's backyard is usually better taken care of. Steve, I just came back from New Delhi, India. I was there for a World Health Organization conference. And the air there was so bad. The pollution was terrible. The people there are living in terrible poverty.
Squalor.
Instead of doing proper techniques on their fields at the end of the season to pick up whatever wasn't harvested, they just burn the fields. And the pollution there is, I can't tell you how bad it is. It's awful.
No, I've seen pictures.
I mean, it's
terrible. Well, that's the thing. You know, I've traveled to many countries, and I've not been to India. I've been all over this country. Let me tell you something. America is the cleanest, greenest, most wonderful, most taken care of, looked after nation on earth, period, paragraph. I mean, there's no comparison.
And that's not because of the environmental activists. It's despite them. The reason we do well is because of technology, because of our science, because of capitalism, which funds the innovation that makes our lives better. And that's really at the heart of these battles that we talk about all the time, Steve. They don't want innovation. They don't want progress. They don't want us living better. They want us going back to the old ways of doing things, where they have this kind of romantic view that things were better back then. You know what? They weren't better back then. They're better now. And if they get out of the way and allow us to have more innovation, more progress, we will live even better lives, and Earth will be better taken care of.
Well, right, and here's what they don't realize. We live longer, more prosperous, more productive, more healthy lives than at any time in human history, driven primarily by capitalism and led by America, Jeff. I appreciate you stopping in. I greatly appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
There you have it. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in D.C. When we come back, Stephen Nolan from the BBC on The Steve Gerber Show.